Young people in China are addicted to video games. Really addicted to video games. Just this month, news came out revealing a Chinese father had hired a virtual hitman to kill his addicted son's virtual characters. And a Chinese husband reportedly divorced his wife after she mortgaged their house to pay for in-game purchases. But in Hong Kong, gamers have a new non-digital obsession. Charlie Schroeder has our story.
All right, we've got 27 minutes left. I think we can do this.
27 minutes to escape from a pirate ship. Well, not a real pirate ship. A miniature mock vessel that takes up most of a tiny room. Here, on the 10th floor of a Hong Kong high-rise.
Yes! All right, okay. So we have a door that's going to open here.
I'm playing a real-life escape game called Freeing Hong Kong. You and your teammates are locked in a room and have 45 minutes to get the heck out of there. How do you do that? By solving a bunch of logic problems. My teammates and I just figured out that the phrase, the combat trace of the warriors, had something to do with the four skeletons that lie at our feet. I'm sworn to secrecy, so I can't tell you the numbers we entered into a lock that opened another door and got us one step closer to freedom.
Whoa. Ooh. Okay, it's like a little trap door that's sort of opening in the wall here.
Okay, let me just check.
Okay, so we're going into another room. It's a very darkened, freezing cold room. This room is freezing cold.
Our pirate-themed room is just one of many at Freeing Hong Kong. There's a macabre vampire-themed room, an old China one, even a space that transports you to the good old U.S. of A. The mastermind behind this imprisoned fantasy land is 20-year-old Raymond Che. He started the company last November after suffering something of an existential crisis while at college.
Someday I think my life is repeating because I just, go to school to have exam, midterm test, so I just want to create something different.
Like so many other young Hong Kongers, Che likes playing virtual escape games on his smartphone, so he wanted to create
a real experience that can let people come in and play it, rather than, click.
With different themes, storylines, and music.
Like you are the main character in the movie.
Except you're not really the main character. You're more like part of an ensemble. You can't play Freeing Hong Kong by yourself. The rules are you have to play with at least one other person, so you work as a team. It's a Chinese-style collective thinking approach that's become a big hit with 18 to 35-year-old Hong Kongers, but is decidedly more difficult for me and my friends, who haven't used this side of our brains in nearly a quarter of a century.
Is there something that we can do? Yeah, is there something we can do with the watch? What if... Can you open it up?
After entering the dark, cold room, we're left shining a flashlight on a box of gold coins, a pocket watch with missing numbers, and a few laminates with random ship objects on them.
Oh, here. Okay, so we matched them up, and the only one that's missing is the last number, maybe, or something.
We're supposed to somehow get five numbers out of all of this, which will unlock yet another door, but we've been stumped now for 10 minutes.
47932.
Yeah, try it.
Try.
Out of desperation, I just make up a bunch of numbers.
Please be right.
No.
But no dice. Since its launch in November, Freeing Hong Kong has become a phenomenon in this former British colony. What started as a four-person operation now has over 100 employees. They've expanded from one location to three, and more than 30,000 people have played the game.
You know, Hong Kong people, actually, they're borrowed.
Freeing Hong Kong founder, Raymond Che.
When you ask them what we will do in this weekend, they will just answer you, or maybe go shopping, watching movies. Their entertainment choice is very limited. So if there is something, exciting and interesting, they have very high demand for it.
But boredom isn't the only thing that attracts young people to the game. According to Freeing Hong Kong's Eddie Lau, these types of escape games, whether virtual or real, strike a chord here because it gives people a chance to escape from the city's demanding work environment.
In Hong Kong, every time you feel pressure, every second. And in the MTR or other transportation, you find a break to relax yourself. And game is the best way for them.
And for Lau's friend, 21-year-old Bronson Chan, successfully escaping a room is kind of an ego boost. It makes him feel smart, despite the fact that he didn't excel in Hong Kong's hyper-competitive school system.
So
When I come out the room, like when I success, it feel like I got my grades all straight A's. Give me that feeling, so it's good.
Oh no, the mag light's dying.
Back inside the pirate ship room, my teammates and I couldn't feel less intelligent. We finally solved the gold coin laminate puzzle. Okay, that young whippersnapper Eddie Lau gave us the answer. And now all we have to do is count the number of fish on a wall and we're free. We enter the code into a lock and...
Oh. Yes!
All right. There you go.
We successfully escape the room, with 7 minutes left on the clock. We're happy to get out. We're hungry, tired, and suffering from a, well, collective headache. Freedom never felt so good. For Only a Game, I'm Charlie Schroeder in Hong Kong.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given. Our technical director is John Perotti. We had help this week from Martin Kessler and James Trout. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. Our final word comes from UFC bantamweight champion Dominic Cruz, who wasn't in a hurry to talk about karate.
Wrestling.
And
put it back in the Olympics. Wrestling.
Dominic, we'll pass your vote on to the IOC. I'm Doug Tribou. Thanks for listening. Karen Given will be in this chair next week.
Support comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. The Melville Charitable Trust, supporting solutions to prevent and end homelessness on the web at MelvilleTrust.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world on the web at Hewlett.org. This is NPR.